We're live.
Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order on November 26, 2019. All rise for pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody, to the meeting. We'll start with public comment. Okay, move on then to agenda review. Any additions, subtractions, any changes we need? Otherwise, if not, I look for adoption as written.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Moving second to adopt the agenda as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Then for motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Park bathrooms.
Just want to give a council an update that Mr. Elfke, Dan Elfke with Dan Elfke Construction, who did the re-roofing of the park, was kind enough to knock $300 off the price as a donation to the city for just asking him to do work and all the work he's done in town.
Oh,
awesome. So I think we'll get a thank you letter out to him too.
Absolutely. Excellent. That's awesome.
So in exchange to that, I said I'd bring up to the council if you had no objections to it, we would cover their permit costs.
Yeah.
Which is about $100.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Move on to new city business, audit proposal for 2019 through 2022. Hope everybody had a chance to see that in the packet and questions.
It went up slightly, and kind of part of the reason in talking with Abdul, increase in that will be is because once again, we're doing another big project, which will trigger another type audit for a specific audit, especially because it's through PFA funding.
No questions, then I look for a motion to approve the audit proposal with Abdul Eichen Meyer for 2019 to 2022.
I move to approve the audit proposal for 2019 through 2022 for Abdul Eichen Meyer.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the audit proposal for 2019 to 2022 for Abdul Eichen Meyer. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Looks like we need a budget workshop. So looking for a motion then to set a special meeting for December 3rd, 2019 at 7 o'clock for our final budget workshop.
Make a motion to set a special meeting for the budget workshop on December 3rd, 2019 at 7 o'clock.
Second.
It's moving seconded to set a special meeting for the budget workshop December 3rd, 2019 at 7 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mark the calendars. Maybe we'll get some people up here this time. 2020 final budget, 2020 final property tax levy. Start off with some health insurance rate and costs.
So. All right. So basically, I'll do it up on the screen here. I just have a few minor things to go through. But did get the final numbers in it. Health insurance went up 3.7%. So kind of a nice thing. And then I just want to point out some things in the budget. So now moving forward, we always would get a 2% state fire aid that was basically an in and out. We would account through it through our books, give it to the relief association. That no longer will happen. That money will go directly to PARA. So it's a budget line item that will be taken out from here on out as long as PARA takes care of the relief pension. So then One of the things, a little bit, I noticed mileage has been up a little bit, so I increased that slightly. And I also increased the telephone and internet by about 500 bucks, because we're gonna have the basic, you can see in the note, I don't know if you can read that, internet for haul and chop. So I'm accounting for those costs. We've just approved the audit, so those numbers are in there now. That'll be the big, that's kind of one of the biggies right there. Legal fees, we have 40 in there. Whatever we set that at, I kind of, probably the budget meeting, we're gonna kind of have to need somewhat of a concrete number, because the refinancing of the bonds that we're doing for the projects, the $790,000, they ask. So they have this big questionnaire. I had a conference call on Friday, and one of them questions was, any litigation? So we have to disclose that. So I kind of got to give an anticipated dollar amount on that. I'll work with our attorneys on that too. So basically how I answer this is, we're trying to account for the estimated ballpark cost. So that way it doesn't impact us. Red flag is to say, oh, they got litigation, you know, can they pay their loans, repay their debt? So that's one item of discussion. Kind of one of the other things to discuss, we've been talking about this, the side-by-side, you know, or the recreational type vehicle, what we want to do there. One thing I wanted to talk about is, through next year, I mean, right now, at the end of this year, we have about $104,300 in the equipment replacement fund. There's also, you know, a city maintenance fund of $98,000. So there's monies there that we could look at using those monies to make that purchase, whether it be the tool, cat, or we'd go with a side-by-side concept. So that's something to consider, something we can look at, which then in effect takes $16,000 out of the budget that we have in there right now. Nothing really major there, and then into public safety. So one of the things, fire chief sat down with me last week and wanted to go through the budget, and so I went through it and I said I'd propose these items to the council. So from where we've had the budget set from the preliminary, basically we found out that the relief here, no city contribution for 2020. So basically, and that was about $8,000. So Scott wanted to know if he can put it back into the budget. So $2,000 would have been for pagers here. $2,000 would have been for the hose testing that he's talked about. $3,000 into training. So there's some items that were added since we've last discussed the budget. And then as we go through this tonight, any changes we talk about or make, I'll make them and send them to you. I talked to Greg. He'd like to see at least like $100, $150 bump in the clothing allowance. You know, because basically he runs into, you know, boots are dang near $200 themselves. You know, and shirts and other equipment. And the problem is, them chemicals in the plant, they eat your shirts. I mean, they're horrible. So just another thing to consider there. I haven't, right now it's at 250, but in talking with Greg, you're looking at least 100 to 150. Then seal coating crack sealing. So kind of what we looked at is, we took 10 grand out of there, and we were basically gonna look at the parking lots and getting them done, getting them seal coated. So one thing I got there, so is we have another $10,000 that we put into, if we just go down, that we put down into here, into the city savings account for future capital. So me and Greg met with Brad, and me and Greg drove the streets, and Greg went over the streets too, but I think one thing we're going to need to look at for next year is some street patching on a few of the streets. Primarily Brad, Louisa, and Maria, right, Greg? Them were the three we said that were kind of bad, where they're starting to peel, you know, that wear course is peeling off. That, you know, that we should look at patching some areas, or so putting some money into street patching to, you know, because if it's for 5 years out on some of them streets, or 3 to 5 years out, I mean, we've already looked at some of them. We can already tell there's going to be potholes next year, you know, because the way it's all alligatored and broken up. But so my thought was, is taking that, shifting that, I don't know what we're looking at, you know, whatever we want, we feel comfortable with of that 10 grand, and moving that to street maintenance to do some extra patching next year. So it wouldn't be an add, but I think we just move it from future capital up into of that line item. And this we can get into with reviews too, but it's something, you know, Mel's been here how long? We've never really done a review or looked at anything for him, or a raise. So that's something tonight, is something I built into the budget from 1050 to 12. That's what's in there right now. But we can discuss that towards the end of the meeting too. Yeah, and then we have this will be the re-roofing the food stand, them repairs. I think I have 6,500 in there, so kind of the concept there was do the steel shingles again on that building. The same with the open shelter. So that we've accounted for and budgeted for. And I don't even think it'll be that much. I've talked to Dan about getting an estimate for this too, so. And then the other thing in the hall is just, you know, the floors is the biggest thing in them steps. So that way we have them monies and get that done. And then, so kind of the only other thing we have is, I would say that we really don't have built in here, would be with the hall too, would be that wall, what we want to do there too. Because I think we're probably going to have to address that next year. So as far as the general fund, that's kind of where we sit. As you can see here, the city savings account, you know, for future capital. I'd like to shift, you know, probably that extra 10 grand we put in there for street patching. One of the changes I made, the stormwater fund, the debt payments went down a little bit. So I think from transferring $6,800 into that fund, we can get away with $5,500. Still be on the plus. And then like for the budget workshop, you know, them are the main things I want to discuss, you know, finalize when we have the budget workshop for the 10th, when we'll approve this. And then also at the budget workshop, the main things I want to look at is probably the water rates and sewer rates for that meeting. I'm just doing that now. I'm just finishing up the PFA loan now. So I'll have an amortization schedule from them, so I'll know kind of what our payment is. What I do know is that first payment will be low. So I think next year we can kind of ease into it, but we're going to have to discuss how we want to do that. You know, because then 2023 and 2024, them payments come off. And what them payments are 10 grand more than what we're going to be paying on the tower. So it will actually be 10 to the good come 2025, which is kind of, you know, a nice thing to have. But within that, you know, and I'm sure Greg's gonna sleep with one eye open maybe next year when we put that tower online. We've already been talking to people, and people have been talking to Greg, is you can count on issues. When that tower goes online and we increase that pressure from 40 to 43 to 55 to 60, I think we're gonna have to account for a couple water main breaks each year, you know, until, you know, wherever we have weak joints or what. And that's what we've heard from a lot of the cities that have put new towers up, and they've increased the pressure. So that's another thing we're going to need to look at too. And I think we can kind of cover, you know, because we've had in the budget in the water fund for, you know, equipment and improvement. So that's something maybe where we'll have to look at shifting some of those monies into repairs and maintenance. But I have, you know, tried to account a little bit for at least one, Greg. But I don't know, Greg, what are your two probably at least maybe or?
Yeah.
And they're about what, $4,000 a piece?
Tower online, can we increase the pressure slow? No, it's all going to come at once.
It's the height of the tower that creates the pressure.
I just was wondering if there's a valve down below that we could control.
No, it's going to. You know, I was talking to Ryan about it, and we had another guy in here too. So New Jersey put theirs on, and they had issues for about 5 years with heats and brakes. And Ryan said, too, well, Comey put that big one up that time. So they were almost there all summer long, you know, beats and races and stuff. That one there was quite a bit higher. You know, they changed it quite a bit. He said they were almost full time there that summer. So, I mean, I know we're going to get some, whether it's 1 year, 2 year, you know, hopefully it's not more than that. But, and the rich and the houses, all the bosses,
that's something maybe we could put out in a newsletter.
We've talked about that, yeah.
Make the people aware.
Yep.
If they got a drippy faucet or something like that, you're going to have a lot of pressure. So,
yeah.
It's going to go from the drip to almost the bottom.
And then we'll also tell me you might want to check and make sure your shutoff works or get it replaced.
Yeah. Exactly.
The one, the main one in the house?
Yeah.
It heals itself, but it needs to turn around and turn it for a while. That's the best chances.
That was one of the indoor swimming.
Or just don't have plastic pipes. Because at least we, you know, we have a freeze kit, but we've run into a few meters that we need to replace yet, and they got plastic pipes and the curb stop don't work, and we're like, So I think them, that's what I got that are, you know, kind of what we have left to wrap it up for the year. So if we look, I mean, right now, where we have the budget without making changes, you know, we're still 35.5 to the good. You know, which that alone in itself is about, you take that out, that reduces the levy percentage increase by 7%.
Council, any questions? Anything you want staff to account for in the budget for the budget workshop?
Are we going to get some hard numbers on a toolcat or anything?
I have no time to go over here.
Okay.
I think we were looking at about 60 for new, right?
But then when you trade it, when you trade the Bobcat in, or?
You know, I'm kind of torn in two ways. I mean, you can use that toolcat for a lot of things, but that toolcat doesn't lift as high either. And one of the big jobs I got in the fall is I was loading the compost mulches and packing them. And that, and with the Bobcat, with the S arms, that lifts so much higher, you could just keep packing with a toolcat. You could probably get it up there, but you can't. You know, get it in the pack, and also like with that, when you got two dumpsters down there, that's not that wide where a Bobcat can just kind of spin and turn, and you know, and just back drag your tracks out, where that would be back and forth. And I mean,
how often do you do that?
Well, we do a lot of these in the fall. But I mean, in the fall, sometimes, well, it depends, you know, I can do it Monday and then it's the weekend and then I got a monster pile that I can pack two dumpsters with in a month. I don't know, I load dumpsters a couple times a week for sure. Sometimes more depending on.
For how long? 2 months?
Probably, 2 months. Well, even during the summer, I mean, even with the compost dumpster there, people don't, because they're high dumpsters, they don't dump it in, they just big piles, you know, a lot of times I made ramps so I could,
yeah,
you know, push it up and stuff in the summer on the grass and stuff. I don't necessarily have to take lower over the sides, but take the leaves, I roll over the sides, and then like I said, I just keep packing. So, yeah, it's like I said, there's a lot of things that you can do when you're young, but there's also certain things you can't do too, so I don't know.
That's why you make different machines.
Yeah. Wish I had one for
yeah.
You take a demo and you know, do all the different things and see that's what I would like to do it.
Well, check into it. Check down that miles.
Yeah.
And check. Maybe they'll let you have one for couple weeks.
Yeah, or something, you know, just even like for snow removal and stuff, just see what it's, you know, it's been probably 10 years since I've operated one of them. I know you can't lift as high as a Bobcat, but yet you can throw any tool at me, you know, as far as snow blowers and everything else.
Broom, whatever.
Yeah, broom, I mean, like I said, bucket, drag, I mean, kind of leather, you can do anything with that and you can with a Bobcat, except for just lift as high. So, you know, it would be nice to have that as far as the dump ponds and everything else too. So I don't know. They got, you know, they're a little bit faster too as far as the right off the pond and stuff like that too.
Yeah, it's more industrial too, versus a side by side.
Oh yeah, it's
and they're both heavy.
Yeah, it's not worse. I'll get some prices and all the books and what they get.
And check what they give us for a trade. Maybe something like that. Maybe we go on Maybe we think about renting a Bobcat when we need it.
Yeah.
Because if you need one, there's calling in down at the shop that there's always one at the shop now involved, especially for that new shop down there, I don't believe.
Yeah.
So you could always go and grab that, I know that.
Yeah, I'll have to see this one day. What they get for them, what they give us in rent. I went on a crazy lesson for the last 590s of our 2014, 2015 model, they're still asking $37,000 for it.
Yeah, they hold it, they hold it reset.
Yeah, so.
Is a used tool cap too risky? Is it too risky to look, even venture in like a used tool cap?
I thought I called him.
Well, yeah.
That's scam, but yeah, you know, I don't know, I guess if it was taken care of and stuff, you know, like I would be scared or something like that. But like I said, they're very heavy duty, well built, you know, using motors. I mean, I work for the city of Oklahoma, I work in that facility. You know, I work in parks and wrecking trails and stuff. And, you know, we had a heat ball for it, we had a regular ball for it, we had a broom for it, we had a snow blower. We pulled our dumpster cart around with it, you know, pick up garbage. I mean, we drove all the fields, we haul gravel, whatever. I mean, we did a lot of stuff with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they turn pretty sharp too because they got either two wheels here or you can put a switch and you got four wheels here. So, they will turn really sharp too. So, yeah, they're just really handy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking best case scenario, you'd have both, right?
Yeah.
Keep the Bobcat and have a tool clear.
Yeah, but that's the one that, you know, somebody had for like a little hobby farm or something up there. You know, keep the crap out of it every day and get
the place. I'll have to check once and see what Glenn Trucky ever did, where his went to. If he still has that in the shed up at the farm. Because he had one.
Yeah.
And you know Glenn.
Right.
He didn't drive much more than 10 miles an hour down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that would be nice to put like something like that.
I'll have to talk to Chris once to see if he gets talked to.
Yeah, I look on Craigslist all the time and just a mom has another boat for 25 views. But, you know, when you look at it, did you buy a side by side for $60 for the strip ball package and put a can of heat in them and you're looking at 24?
Oh yeah, you're mid-20s right
so,
now.
Yeah. I guess I would rather have something like that used as opposed to a regular service side.
Yeah.
With a lot nicer for a lot of different jobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think that's the best option.
Yeah, you got to know what you want. So.
Yeah.
Get time and start working.
Yeah.
Anything else for the staff work on for the budget workshop? Otherwise, we can hammer it next Tuesday.
Yep, and then I'll put some numbers together on what we're looking at, rate increases for water. Main thing will be water. I think sewer and storm is fairly healthy.
Right, and we'll move on then to city council reports. Councilman Tracy. Councilman Feltman.
Yeah, I'm going to ask about the who we are with our chicken, but maybe we get bigger fish tonight. We can wait with that.
From what I know, they still have the chickens.
Yeah, that's what I was told to. Somebody asked me about it, and I said, well, I don't know. For sure, I don't know. I can ask.
I guess I would leave that up to the ringleaders here as to how they want to address it.
Is that a letter?
Did she get one already?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Just deal with it the way we deal with it. Done with these letters.
Okay.
Anything else there?
No.
I don't have anything either for this. I move that on to the next page. Do we need to recess it first?
Yeah, let's just recess, that way we can put everything together.
So, I don't need a motion to recess, do I?
Yeah, just do a motion.
Look for a motion to recess the city council meeting.
I move to recess the city council meeting.
I'm second to recess the city council meeting at 7:31, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, or recessed? In the Hamburg City Council meeting, November 26, 2019, at 7:42. Unless employees are wanting to have their evaluations done in an open meeting, we'll look to close the meeting unless anybody wants to have it in open meeting. Okay. And I look for a motion to close the meeting for the purpose of employee evaluations.
I move to go forward in a closed meeting for employee evaluations.
Moved seconded to close public meeting for the purpose of employee evaluations. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll close the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, I look for a motion to reopen the city council meeting.
I move to reopen the city council meeting.
Second.
Moved seconded to reopen the Hamburg City Council meeting from November 26, 2019. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. So we're back open after employee evaluations, which is the reason why we closed for the meeting. We'll now move on to employee wages / health insurance coverage for 2020. Where are our numbers sitting?
Okay, so one thing I wanted to point out as we jump into this is with Mel, we have him at 1050. I don't think has he been here 3 years? 4 already? We haven't really given him anything as a seasonal employee. I have putting him up to $12 an hour in the budget built in. So I think that's something we should look at, and I think probably next year have them included in the process, but I'll have to put something together for evaluation form and that type of stuff for seasonal thing too. So that's kind of on my to-do list.
We'll probably have to address that in the handbook as well, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kids were to say 10 and a half, huh?
Yeah.
I think we get that raise 2 years ago.
Yeah, 50 cents. Yeah.
You're suggesting 12?
Yeah, that's what I had in the budget, yeah.
Greg, you feel that was worth that to you? 12 bucks?
Yeah. I know other cities are hiring them all 13 bucks a month for a season also. Yeah, Mel's good, but Mel's got another job.
Yeah,
we got paid better. And,
that's priority.
So he does that. I put in my report thing there that, a lot of times I end up jumping on a lawnmower and stuff because, what is he drives Monday, Wednesday, Thursday or something like that. Well, the park goes so much now, and he got ball games on certain nights, and so I guess it's nice to go 6 inches in the ground, so I gotta get on a lot more cuts. So it's, sometimes it's inconvenient that I gotta drop everything and do that, but, I think he's got another job too, or whatever. He's pretty good. Sometimes he'll come in at night and cut nights or whatever. He's coming on a Saturday or Sunday. If he knows he can't be there on Monday or something, or Tuesday, whatever it is, he'll come and he'll cut out like a Sunday and stuff like that. So, which works out. I don't care when he comes in, as long as he's kind of stuff done. So.
Motion or something for
yeah
if we want to change
if we want to change you.
I'll make a motion that the Welsh Rangers wages to $12 an hour.
It's moved and seconded to increase Mel Sprengler's wage to $12 an hour. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Passes. Next in line here is Tamara. Any thoughts or questions around that? I know we had discussed about additional benefits to be offered potentially, but we need more research on it.
That's something that can be looked into.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely do that.
All right, so what we have now in the handbook is 35 to 40 hours a week for benefit. Benefits described in the personnel policy for the City of Hamburg are subject to change at the discretion of council. So there is discretion for a change. Employees must be non-temporary, non-seasonal, full-time employees to be eligible for benefits. 35 to 40 hours a week in order to get sick, vacation, holiday pay, and other benefits.
I guess the suggestion would be then, Jeremy, for us to find out, based on the current modeling of Tamara's position, what could we do, considering the fact that we're not looking for all of those benefits to be offered?
Okay.
I don't know if we had to change the handbook, or if we, since it is at the discretion of council, if we had wiggle room to do that if the council so wanted to do that. And I think we have that information at the budget meeting. At least then we can see what the budget would look like with that, and then kind of the December meeting, if we're able to do anything and the council wants to do it, then we could do it at that point in time.
Okay. You know, and I just got this sprung on me last night, so I'll do the research and best I can in timeliness. I'll get a hold of Al here.
I did ask you about it like 3 months ago. We briefly discussed it. It was a brief. It was just a passing conversation.
I think we have enough time between now and our
As long as I get a hold of Al.
And then on top of it, too, you probably want to see from a legal standpoint what we would have to do to different from law.
Okay.
Unless there's any objection, we'll hold off on that aspect of the camera until we get that information from the sponsor.
No, that's not good. Tamara's a good thing.
We'll move on to Greg's review. In regards to how it's going to impact wages and insurance coverage for 2020. Any thoughts?
What's insurance increase this year versus last year? Do you have those two numbers?
If you want the spreadsheet, I can print it out for you. But only council can see it. Because there's age, there's private, private data on there.
I guess my question is insurance taking less of a bite, or you know, is it climbing slower, or is it starting to level off?
It's starting to level off, because what I've seen, it was roughly about 8%, I think, if I remember. I'll pull it up. But the biggest factor is because we'll have one dependent coming off there, so that's hence the reason why we're down to about 3.7.
I want to say last year, if I recall correctly, it was in that 14 to 16% range, if I remember right.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Which was trending in the right direction from the year before, because the year before was in the mid-20s, and the year before that was in the 30s.
Mine is going up this year 30%.
What?
Okay.
3%. He wants a $250 a month on the check. So what was the question you heard earlier when I came in? When you plan to retire?
Yeah. So last year is 7.43. That's what I got. Yeah.
17.
The year before that must have been the big one.
So what's the, you know, the thought of council as far as where we want to go in regards to wages and or health insurance coverage? I know in the years, over the last 3 years, has it been, or 4 years, we've stepped back the, or we've lowered the deductible that the city was going to pay.
That's what we started doing, you.
Yeah. So maybe, I know we've been doing that for a while. Our previous council, the goal was to continue that process, but we don't have to do that. I think the deductible now is at... Yeah.
It's $5,500, and the city's paying $2,500.
That we could be something we could consider in the back too, on how we want to handle wages and insurance coverage.
So you said that the city pays $2,500 and $5,500 out of the $3,000 out of pocket. That's my point.
Yeah.
Increasing that to soften the goal of the employee. That's the way we've been training.
Right. And so like on here, so what I do is to kind of help aid in that, I'll go over. So like right now, if it's, you keep it at 2,500 deductible, right? That's what city, it's 3.7. If you go to 2,250, it's 2.66 increase. If you go down to 2,000, it'd be 1.62. Go down to 1,750, it's 0.58. Go down to, like, say you went down to 1,500, you'd be ahead half a percent.
Council thoughts as far as what we'd like to see done? We all agree that Greg does a
No questions.
Here. Are they invaluable?
What did we give him last year?
2%.
What did you say? It was 3.7 if we kept it the same?
Yes. Then if you like go to 2,250, it's 2.67.
What?
That's what am I doing then?
That's the
ambulance. We're putting more on a red van, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Or an ambulance, the city's saving.
Yeah.
So what if we leave $2,500 alone and give them 4%? Can we make that work here?
Yeah, I have 3 in the budget, so it'd just be a matter of taking that and looking at 1% of.
I just think he's been at, he hasn't really got
$550.
Is it wrong?
Is that your motion?
No, I'm just throwing it out there for the other guys.
No, I mean, I'm
happy to have with that.
Yeah.
And Jeremy can make it work for us. Let's go with that. Very happy.
That number would be workable with what we already have on the table.
Okay, then I will make that. give Greg a 4% pay raise and his insurance deductible at 25.
I second that.
Moved and seconded to give Greg a 4% raise and hold the insurance deductible at 2,500. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Last one is Grunhagen. The same boat as far as conversation.
What did you last year? Is it 1%?
Well, like I said, the last 5 years it's been 2-2-1-1-0.
So last year was 0?
No, that was back from this year. Yeah.
And your deductible is $2,500 also?
Correct.
Are you happy with 4%?
Yeah, it would be.
I'll make that a motion and give 4% increase in pay and deductible at 2,500.
I second. Moved and seconded to give Ms. Grunhagen an increase of 4% and hold an insurance deductible at 2,500. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other things for the good of the city? Otherwise, I look for a motion to adjourn and we get to go see how much snow we have on the ground outside.
I make a motion to adjourn the public or city council meeting.
Second. Moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council from November 26, 2019 at 9:15. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?